Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We kind of took, I had to divide the scripture a little bit here. You're in the middle of a story. Jesus has said that he is the one that set people free, and then they have this argument about who God the Father is and who Jesus's father is, and they say, the Jewish people say that they have one father, God himself, and we pick up in chapter 8, verses 42 through 59, and this is what it says in continuing that story in the NRSV. Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God, and now I am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot accept my word. You are from your father, the devil, and you choose to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is from God hears the words of God. The reason you do not hear them is that you are not from God." The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Very truly, I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." Then the Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and so did the prophets, yet you say, 'Whoever keeps my word will never taste death.' Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? The prophets also died. Who do you claim to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, he of whom you say, 'He is our God,' though you do not know him, but I know him. If I would say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you, but I do know him and I keep his word. Your ancestor Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." Then the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Mind if I pray for you? Wow, this is such a big chunk of scripture with so much truth. And it's amazing to me as I read it, I think to myself kind of proudly, "Oh, well, I would have known that it was you, Jesus. I would have known you were the Son of God." But I think it was probably difficult for the Pharisees to see it, obviously, because they had this discourse with you, Jesus. But I want to back up a little bit and pray about who our enemy is. Your word says that he was a murderer, and we know that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature. Another translation says he's speaking his native language because there is no truth in him. And he is the father of lies. And so, Lord, I pray that you would unmask the enemy today in our lives. Would you show us where we are believing lies and we're believing untruth? And I know that the enemy's clever, and I know that he throws some truth in with his lies. And so sometimes it's hard to tease that out. And we know that the enemy comes as a wolf in sheep's clothing. So we don't, if he just kind of blatantly showed up, we would know, but he hides himself and often sometimes uses other Christians to do his work, which is really confusing and frustrating. So Lord, help us to have the discernment that we need to understand the lies and the father of lies. Help us to understand that our battle is not against other people. It is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the principalities and powers of the air. Help us to have a clear head as we battle And thank you that the battle belongs to the Lord. It does not belong to us. Thank you that greater is you who is in us than he that is in the world. Thank you that the battle is already won. Help us to look forward to the new heavens and the new earth, knowing that there will be no more tears and there will be perfect and beautiful justice on the earth. That is a beautiful thing for me. And I pray that that's how we'll end today, thinking on the kingdom of God and your truth and your power over lies and your victory. We rejoice in your victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful for you. So thankful for you. I commend you again for being a person who listens to scripture and listens to prayer. You are a blessing to me.